Hello, my name is Minyi Chen, the host of the Get to Know You podcast. If you are looking to navigate your thoughts, feelings, and emotions with the help of mindfulness and self-reflection meditation, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share ways on how I build self-compassion to achieve a greater sense of fulfillment in my life. So, if this sounds interesting to you, then let's jump right in. Welcome to episode 5, finding the meditation that works for you. So in episode 3, I talk about ways to stay consistent with your meditation practice. And in episode 4, I talk about what mindfulness meditation is and why we meditate in the first place. This week, I'm going to explore the 5 different types of mindfulness practices to hopefully help you find the one that fits within your personal needs and goals. So without further ado, let's dive into the 5 different types of mindfulness practices. So these aren't particularly in any order, and these are just some of the many mindfulness practices and techniques. I'll also list them down below in the description box. The first one is breath awareness. It's simply being aware of your own breath. Slow, deep breathing can increase oxygen flow to the brain, which can help clear your mind and improve your focus. They say that your breath is correlated to your emotions and your mood. So for instance, slow deep breathing can activate feelings of relaxation and calmness. On the other hand, if your breathing is rapid, your brain triggers your body into a fight or flight response. That will increase your heart rate and your blood pressure. Heavy breathing can be activated while doing physical activities such as exercise. Heavy breathing can also be activated during emotional stress, such as feelings of anxiousness, anger, stress, or even overwhelm. By paying attention to your breath and learning techniques to promote calmness, you can really start to manage stress and to maintain emotional well-being. Breathing is not only important, but it is what keeps us alive. We don't need to think about breathing because we just automatically do it. So with that being said, the breath is the foundation of meditation. And I can't stress this enough, that anyone at any time can meditate as long as they are alive, because meditation is just breathing. So in summary, practice breath awareness if you want to learn how to manage your breath during stressful or triggering situations so that you can remain calm. Learning how to manage your emotions is called emotional regulation. Emotional regulation can lead to clarity in thought and decision making because those decisions are not based on your mood, but rather a place of calmness, logic, and usually the decision is pretty well thought out. Number 2 is body scan. So this is a practice that involves paying direct attention to different parts of the body, from head to toe. Body scan is also about being aware of the physical sensations such as pain, discomfort, soreness, tingling, tension, and itchiness. Those are just a few physical sensations that people may experience in their day-to-day. By paying more attention to bodily sensations, we can develop a greater understanding of how our body responds to stress, emotions, and our environment. We can learn to manage pain by bringing attention and the breath to certain areas of the body where we are feeling these sensations. In the future, I will be doing guided meditations where I teach you how to bring breath and awareness to your physical sensations. Body scans help to reduce stress and promote relaxation because we learn to relax certain parts of the body and refocus our attention back to the breath so that we don't let any of those physical sensations distract us from our practice. Because we learn to relax our body and connect our breath to our body, we can even potentially fall asleep quicker. If you want to learn how to relax certain parts of your body, manage physical discomfort such as pain or soreness, improve sleep, and reduce overall stress, you can incorporate body scan within your meditation practice. Number 3, walking meditation. While traditional meditation often involves sitting still and focusing on the breath or a mantra, walking meditation incorporates movement into the practice. So this helps to promote a mind-body connection by synchronizing movement with awareness of the breath. This type of meditation also helps us to be more aware of the physical sensations we are experiencing while walking. Oftentimes, walking can be very relaxing to some people and can even help to reduce stress. Plus, walking is a gentle form of exercise that can improve circulation, posture, and overall physical health. There are actually so many physical sensations to pay attention to while we're walking. There are so many things that are operating and working together for us to walk, and oftentimes we don't even think about it. Like there's the muscles on the bottom of our feet, the joint in our legs, and the swaying of the hips and arms. They're all working together when we are walking. If you're looking to build a more mind and body awareness and incorporate a bit of light exercise for your brain and body, walking meditation is ideal. Number 4, observing thoughts. This is a practice to help us develop greater awareness and understanding of the nature of our mind. Rather than getting caught up in our thoughts or reacting automatically to them, observing our thoughts really allows us to take a step back and to cultivate a more objective perspective, which I believe also leads to clarity and better decision making. By observing our thoughts, we learn to bring attention to the present moment. So instead of being lost in our thought or worrying about the past or the future, we become more grounded in the here and the now. We foster a deeper sense of presence and aliveness. When we observe our thoughts without judgment or attachment, we learn to respond with a choice, not with an automatic response or reaction. Choosing how to engage with a situation or experience rather than being controlled by them, observing our thoughts is helpful for those who are looking to reduce stress and anxiety, improve emotional regulation, and even enhance clarity, which then leads to better decision making. Number 5, sound meditation. Just to name a few, sound meditation can include listening to singing sound bowls, tuning forks, mantra meditation, nature sounds, guided imagery with sound and music. The kind of sound meditation I'm referring to is in mindfulness meditation, which is the sounds in our environment during our practice. Some people may label the sounds in their environment to be too noisy, too annoying, too distracting. Or on the flip side, some can see it as being calming and pleasant. During sound meditation, we are learning to accept all the sounds that are around us because all the sounds are in harmony with the present moment. Sometimes the sounds that we hear are natural, meaning those sounds were created automatically, sometimes without any thought. What I mean by that is those sounds were happening because it was meant to happen at that time, in that very moment. Some sounds are out of our control, so all we can do is to learn and accept them, welcome them as they come. Like, if you also pause and take time to really listen to all the sounds around you, there are so many different sounds coming from the outside and insides of our home. Even silence has a sound. So with that being said, sound meditation is a great way to build mental fitness, which I explain in episode 3, how to stay more consistent with your meditation practice. For some people, traditional meditation techniques like focusing on the breath or body sensations can be challenging. Sound meditations offer an alternative approach that can complement or enhance existing meditation practices. It can be used if you want to experience feelings of relaxation, be more present in the moment, and to improve concentration. With these five different practices, it can be combined or practiced individually, depending on your personal preferences and your goals. In the future, I will be doing guided meditations for all five of these mindful practices. So with that being said, to be mindful doesn't always have to include sitting down just to meditate. Try these out and let me know what you think. So, this is all I got for this week. Thank you so much for listening to this week's podcast. Take care, and I'll see you in the next one.